What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Jeff Hathorn joining us now, our sports director Pat Bostick in with us until 9 o'clock. And we all know now that Jeff Capel got a contract extension through 2029-2030. And Jeff talked to him last night. Jeff, what were your main takeaways, A, from hearing about the contract, and then B, from your conversation with Jeff Capel last night?
Yeah, it was one of those things. We got the contract news like right before 5, and it was like, wow, okay. And talking to Jeff last night, I mean, he says during his show, like, I love his honesty. Like, he thanked everybody that had his back and how everybody went through so much work. He thanked the coaching staff and the players and the fans that stuck with him. And he admitted, you know, he heard the fire Capel chants. He heard the stuff about his brother, and they kept plugging along, and they got it rolling. And he feels very confident about this year's team and feels the program's in a good place.
Well, Jeff, now that he obviously is extended, and, you know, Bub Carrington, the lottery pick, and Blake Henson doing some great things, probably going to make a roster. So you put some guys in the league. You're very close last year. You were in the thing 2 years ago. Moving forward in the next 6 years that Capel's under contract, what do you think that this team can accomplish? What do you think that Pitt basketball can realistically accomplish under Capel moving forward?
You know, I don't know if I want to put any limits on it. I'll say this, you know, they've taken a couple of steps for where they go from it's Pitt in the ACC to, as you start looking at the programs at the top half of the ACC, I'm not saying they're Duke or Carolina at this point, but they've been better than Virginia the last couple of years. I mean, they're starting to swim in that pond. And once you do that, you give yourself an opportunity, and then you allow recruits. And by recruits, I don't just mean kids out of high school anymore. It's guys in other programs that may be unhappy, maybe at a smaller program, may not be getting playing time, may have come back from an injury and been replaced by somebody else, and they're looking for options. They see what the Peterson Event Center is like. They see what Jeff is like and hear that from other players, and they see what they've done. I mean, obviously, they should have been in the NCAA tournament last year. When they got in the year before, they won a couple of games. It's a fun style. I mean, look at how he allowed a guy like Blake Henson to play. There will be a lot of other shooters that will say, wow, like I wasn't benched. Like, they allowed me to they allowed Blake to take those kind of shots. This could be a place I could flourish. And I think that all builds upon each other. And we've seen it over the last 2 years. And I'm excited to see what happens this year.
Right this red hot second, who's the best coach/manager in Pittsburgh sports?
Dan Fisher.
Well played.
Well played. Very, very well played.
Jeff, I wanted to ask you, you get a chance to call a lot of the early season games, non-conference games on television, radio, otherwise. I said earlier, I think it's pivotal for this program to take a step to get off to a faster start, get ranked in non-conference play. Do you think that's held them back the last couple years?
Yeah, I mean, last year, I think especially, I think there were still questions of, okay, was this just a fluke year? They had a lot of senior transfers. They basically only had Henson back as far as big names that people outside might know. With Jalen Loback, I like their chances of doing that. I think, I mean, people forget Lowe was the bigger recruit coming out of high school than Bub was. And Lowe in the second half of the season, I would say was playing as important a role as Bub. I mean, like, he was playing some really good basketball. And reports are this summer that he's upped his game to another level. I'm excited to see what that means for this team. They get Papa back. I do think there's some talent here. But, yeah, to your point, Pat, I think when you're still building a program, the more early wins you could get, that's going to kind of set you up from an attention standpoint. And then, you know, they have had good starts to ACC play the last couple of years.
Jeff, should the Pirates start Paul Skeens against Philly, or should they start him in the St. Louis series and then again in Arizona because they're two teams they're fighting for a wild card supremacy with?
Well, if you're working in the ticket office, you're saying, wait for that Cardinals series. We got time. Yinzapalooza is almost sold out. So let's give it a little time, boys. Let's move that one back. I don't know that it necessarily matters. If you're looking to give them a little time and you're looking to buy and trying to figure out how the math is going to work so he can finish the season, and by starting him in the Cardinals series that helps that, absolutely do it. Plus, he did pitch Tuesday, and while he only pitched an inning, he obviously brought his A game and prepared like it was a start. So, you know, either Sunday or the Cardinals series is where I'd want to see Skeens.
Jeff, appreciate your time, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy Open Thursday.
Let's go. See you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.